step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
All right, it's an 80 Snowback Thursday. It's a Puck and the Go-To Guy here. We are live from the Virginia Mason Athletic Center, filling in for Softy and Fane. They'll be, Fane will be back tomorrow. Softy will be, I think, back next week. We swapped shows today. Fane's got a storm game today at 4 o'clock. Headlines brought to you by VenueKings.com. And we got breaking news. Do we have the breaking news sounder? I'm telling you right now, this is why we should be afternoon drive. There is only one show in this market that breaks Seahawks news better than anyone. It's this show right here. What was the Chris Kidd? What was the show that broke the Russell Wilson news?
We did.
Yeah, we did. What's the show that... There was something else. What was the other one that broke? What was the other one?
Pac-12.
No, what was the other one?
Why was on a button?
It's the breaking news show of record. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're driving around in this heat wave, if you're out on Lake Washington boozing it up, DK Metcalf has signed a three-year, $72 million extension with your fight and scrap at Seattle Seahawks, an extension that includes $58.2 million guaranteed. It also includes $30 million signing bonus, the highest ever for a wide receiver. As Adam Schefter writes, Metcalf will be a free agent again when he's 27 years old. What was he, double dip? Good for DK Metcalf. So, he is a Seahawk here. They wrapped him up here for the next 3 years, so just under, what, $25 million there a year. And DK Metcalf is not going anywhere. They got it done, Fred, and it did. And they got it done.
Congrats. Yeah, I was looking at the wide receiver salaries. Everybody knows Tyreek Hill in Miami, $30 million tops the list. And then you go to Davante Adams at $28 million with the Raiders. But I was a little surprised. So this ties in with Diggs there with the Bills at $24 million, in the average anyway. And I don't know what Diggs got as far as signing bonus and guarantees. But does the length of the deal surprise you a little bit? Did you think it would be a little bit longer than that? I mean, for DK, though, like you're saying, to be eligible for another deal at 27?
I think it's a great deal for both. I think it's a great deal for both because it doesn't blow you away.
I thought he would get 25, though, and he would tie his former teammate there at Ole Miss, A.J. Brown, that got 25 from Philadelphia on the average, but still, 24 a year?
Well, $58 million guaranteed is more than A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown was $57 million guaranteed. So I think if I'm looking at this correctly, it's right under Amari Cooper at 60, Hopkins at 60, Thomas at 60, Davante Adams 65, Diggs 70, Tyreek Hill 72, and Cooper Kupp at 75.
Boy, all but 14.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, and he's right up there, though. And I think, you know, there's always been this debate with him. Well, why would you pay him all this money? He's not a top five wide receiver. He's not like those guys. Well, first of all, those guys are older. He's not there yet, but well, he's well on his way to being there. I like it for a couple of reasons. One, I don't know. Let's say things go south here with the Seahawks. Let's say it goes south with him. Well, you're not kind of locked up into a big-time deal with him. Mm-hmm. Maybe you ever get to it. Maybe you get to a point where you think about moving him. Well, that seems kind of a contract you can move. And then if you're DK, it works for you because, boy, man, I just got 58 guaranteed. I just got the most ever at a signing bonus as a wide receiver. So I got to put that on my, you know, ego mantle, which they all have egos, right? And shoot, in 27, I'm still going to be a beast in this league, and I'm going to sign again for another huge
deal. No, it just seems like like you were saying, a win-win on both sides. So, yeah, maybe, you know, you could have said, well, gee, it'd be nice if he'd gotten 4 or 5 years, but, you know, good for him on that, and then good for the team, too, to be in the situation they're in. My only surprise, just the average per year, I thought he would be at 25, and what, that's just a million off.
Yeah,
anyway.
But it's like, but
and he got, like you're pointing out, he's got a bigger guarantee.
But who cares? Yeah, we all know that, right? The guarantee, like, it's all about the guarantee. Like, what do you just guarantee?
Yeah.
It's average per year, or the length of it, or what that big figure is that gets thrown out there. At the end of the day, it's how much money am I actually walking away with? And when you look at the figures here, what he's actually walking away at the $58 million guaranteed, this puts him in the top 10. It puts him at number 8. So, yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair for what the Seahawks offered him, and then certainly fair with what DK Metcalf got. And it's good news because they got it out of the way. Because we wrote it down today. I find this hold-in thing so funny in sports.
Hold-in thing doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if you're not going to participate in practice, we don't want you here, is what I would be thinking. But yet they somehow get away with just calling it a hold-in now?
Only athletes can get away with it. And that's why I think sometimes, like, fans, you know, I mean, you know, everyday folks, regular folks, like ourselves, we just can never relate to it. Because if you at your job and you're under a contract try to pull a stunt like this, I'm holding in. They'll just fire you. Like, okay, you're done. But you know, for an athlete, it makes sense, right? Yeah. He doesn't want to go out there with a year left on his contract and go tweak a knee, and then then his leverage is gone, and they may screw him over on their deal. So I get it, but I always chuckle about it. It's just kind of funny. I mean, you are under contract. Maybe you just should show up anyways.
What do you think these 3 years will be like for DK Metcalf? I mean, because you can sit there and go, okay, you can justify what the Seahawks did today. He's certainly worth that based on his production and like you're saying, his projection too. I mean, what he potentially is going to do in the future in this league. But you could also argue, well, wait a minute. Do they really need to spend that much money on a guy like that in the offense they're trying to run now? Or do you look at it and go, if you're them, boy, yeah, I want DK Metcalf. Whatever you have to pay him, I like knowing that a big guy like that's going to be an option for me when I'm back to pass and I'm getting harassed. So you could argue that too. But I wonder, just a little bit about some diva tendencies that he might have if he's not getting the ball enough or if things aren't going well. And, right or wrong, we'll see
how
that plays out.
I think we can agree there's some maturity issues with him.
Well, he's...
Of course there is. But here's what
I mean, his numbers might go down this year just because the offense might not be as good. Or maybe they're going to be handed it to Penny and Walker more than, they have in the past.
Does he need to get over the throwing the fits on the sidelines, which we've seen a little bit?
I think he's admitted that.
But I agree. I think he has. But I also think it doesn't ever look like it lingers.
No.
It happens. And again, this is such a volatile sport out there. These guys are just running on, adrenaline and emotion. No, we cannot relate to that. And I think they come on the sideline, they may say something, and they may throw a helmet. And then, of course, all the cameras catch it, and then we overreact, because that's what we do, especially us. I mean, we are the overreaction show of record. We just I enjoy overreacting.
You don't have adrenaline pumping through your veins when you come in for the show?
Oh, yeah.
You don't. You said you can't relate to that?
I've got beer and caffeine pumping through my veins. And butter on toast. That's what's pumping through my veins.
No,
what I was going to say, I feel like when he does do that on the sideline, I think within a few minutes you see him have already correcting whatever he did wrong. Some guys just let it linger the whole game. Odell Beckham Jr. will just pout the whole game. Walk up and down the sideline, bitch and moan, bitch and moan, bitch and moan. I don't really see that from DK. I think he throws a temper tantrum, and then he goes, what am I doing? And then maybe goes and apologizes and somebody moves on.
It's a great story. It really is a great story because I remember, his career there at Mississippi was threatened to come to an end because of injuries and persevered, battled through that, and he really hasn't had, how many games has he missed? He's been there. He's answered the call. Let's see. I've just got his.
He's started every game.
Yeah. So, he's been reliable, and he's just been fantastic. I mean, he's like the face of the franchise.
Yeah, and I don't know, what is this production going to do? I guess you'd have to say that it feels like it's going to take a dip this year. It feels like both he and Lockett will take a dip this year. Now, obviously, the targets have to go someplace, so, I think they still will get, a good volume amount, but, yeah, it has to dip. Look who's throwing the football to them. I mean, they are on. It's the most people will contend. It's the worst quarterback room in the NFL. It went from a top five, top eight, whatever you want to call it, top eight quarterback room to the worst.
Well, Sando in The Athletic with and not just Mike Sando saying it, but talking to different GMs and coaches and assistant coaches around the league, had him at number 34 and number 35 in the league. And as you pointed out, there's only 32 teams. So backup's better.
I'm just going to repeat what we said yesterday. I know they're not going to use it here. That's fine. They don't have to use what we – they are rebuilding. They are. They are step back, rebuilding. They are not in a championship window. If you really can close your eyes right now and envision that squad contending for a championship this year, I mean, I just can't. And I'll tell you right now, these fans can't because the first 2 days haven't turned out.
Well, the first day was season ticket holders.
I know, but today wasn't a good turnout.
Yeah, you could see some grass, some empty grass up there. But
maybe it's the heat. Maybe there's some other factors.
The heat, probably.
But I don't know. I find this. I'll say this about the Seahawks. Now, generally, as we would come out here, and listening to Ian talk about this today, because he and Aaron and Curtis were rapping about it, is it's just not the fans turnout. It's just that there just doesn't seem to be a buzz about the team. There isn't this motion, guys running around here, big plays, crazy, crowd interaction, player interaction. And you look out on that field, honestly, and now if Jamal Adams isn't playing, and DK's not out there, but who the superstars? Who are the mega personalities? And mega personalities don't win you games, but it engages fans. And as much as you, and I think Ian said this earlier, as much as you maybe grew tired of Russell Wilson, I mean, he played up to that whole thing. There is a cachet about Russell Wilson. I do sometimes believe, it's just me, we fall into kind of a media bubble and that everybody hates Russell Wilson. I don't think everybody does.
No.
Okay? And I think there's a lot of fans real pissed off that they got rid of him, even though that he's the one who wanted out. I'm just saying they will blame the Seahawks more than they will blame him.
No, I think you're right because you look back on it, and if you are that fan, you're thinking, that is the best quarterback we've ever had. Going all the way back to 1976, yeah. Far and away, without a doubt, that's the best quarterback
this franchise
has ever had. And they traded him. And, yeah, was he goofy with his videos and different stuff in the bedroom and whatever that he was doing? Sure, he was corny, he was goofy and all that, but that's harmless stuff. He wasn't ever getting in any trouble. You didn't have to put any clauses in his contract.
To study.
Yeah. I mean, you knew that you were going to get him from the opening bell to the end of the day.
You
so.
Knew every year that he was suiting up to play for you,
yeah.
That you were one of the teams that would be mentioned as a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And you went from that to now, I mean, honestly, on a national level, irrelevant.
Right.
They're irrelevant. No one's talking about them. No one's talking about the Seahawks.
Well, they're talking about that first game.
Well, that first
they're
game.
They're talking about
that
first game.
That is just based on him coming back.
No, but you're right. I mean, if this was a typical, if we were talking about the Mariners and you just have them, like, it's one of those seasons where you'd be looking at going, oh, yeah, well, they're not going to do much this year. But I just, like I told you yesterday, yeah. I find it fascinating how this is going to play out.
I mean,
I'm not convinced. Saw Mario Bailey tweeted something out about
we're a playoff team. Book it.
Yeah.
Well, he works for the team.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
Community relations.
Okay. Never mind.
Well, so but I'm just saying. I mean, I know when he said that.
No, I don't think that's so far fetched. I don't think it's like, yeah, like he works for the Jacksonville Jaguars and is going, yeah, we're going to make the playoffs this year. I think there's enough hope here, enough reason to be optimistic about this team, I think. But
well, I think here's the weird thing. I think that we'll discuss as the season goes on, they may come out of nowhere and surprise everyone. And I, you know, we debate. I would ask Seahawks fans this, okay? Do you think, and even for you, because you're a Seahawks fan, do you think the next quarterback for 10 years is on the roster?
Well, I like to think if it is, it's Drew Lock, and we know it's not Geno Smith. And I don't think. And the reason I hang my hat on Drew Lock is because you don't know that yet.
Absolutely.
So we'll find out. Like, how soon do you think we'll find out?
I think they're going to take
preseason.
Right to, I think they'll take right to the end. It's got to be right to the last game, right? They're only playing three this year, correct? So I think they got to see all of it.
This is the most excited I've been about a preseason game in a while. I was looking at the schedule today.
I agree with you on that one.
Boy, August 13th. That's not that far away. Pittsburgh?
It's part of me that it's more appealing to go to a preseason game this year than a regular season game.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily cheaper, but usually it's a little bit more fun to go to a preseason game than a regular season game. It's just, you know.
Yeah, they're at Pittsburgh on the 13th. Chicago, it's a Thursday night game on the 18th, and then they're playing at Dallas in the last game. So, yeah, those will be...
It's the first real competition. It's exciting because it's new, because they haven't had this in 10 years. I mean, that's why it's exciting. They haven't had this in so long because he was, you know, the guy was, once he got here and won the job from Matt Flynn, it was over. And he never looked back that he was going to be the starting quarterback. And actually, you thought he was going to play his entire career here. And then he's gone. Now, again, he's the one that made the decision to be gone. He wanted to be gone. And I think even for the most ardent Seahawks fans, they have to understand that, and Russell Wilson fans, that he's the one that wanted out. But I don't think they can get there with it. They still think that it was something the Seahawks could have and should have done in order to keep him, and that's probably, you know, building the offense more around him. You know, when he wanted this and that, when he wanted to be a pass-first team, let him do it. Let him cook. Let him do all those things. And I think that
we're going to find out in Denver if he can do it that way.
And if it doesn't work out, that fan base is going to turn on Pete Carroll.
Yeah. You just hope that they go 10-7 and somehow, you know, get into the playoffs this year. And I know you think I'm pipe dreaming.
I think that's the worst case scenario.
No, 10-7. Well, here's the worst. The worst case scenario is if they go like 7-10.
Okay, let me backtrack.
Like, go ahead and go 0-17.
Yeah. If they go 7, that's actually worse. 7-10 is the worst.
Yeah, 0-17 would be great.
If they win,
or 10-7 and make the playoffs, but don't do anything in between. Don't mess around with not getting one of those best quarterbacks.
It's either 10-7 or 3-14, or 2-15, right?
Well, see, that's the thing too with Locke. With Locke, I think you have a shot at 10-7, and you have a shot at 0-17. With Geno. With Geno, you're probably going to just, you know, slop out some sort of, you know, 7-10 season.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. Yeah,
Geno's not going to be so bad that you're going to be, you know, getting a top five pick in the draft.
Here's what we can agree on, even though we'll disagree on Drew Locke and we'll disagree on Geno Smith. And I'll even acknowledge this. I mean, you have to acknowledge this. Is there a chance? I think it's a slight chance, less than you do, that Locke is the guy. That there somehow has been untapped potential. That Denver screwed him over. The changing of the offensive coordinators. All of that stuff. He gets a new shot here, new scenery, all of it, and it makes him a better quarterback in this system. Shane Waldron will untap it. Everyone's going to cite the same thing in Ryan Tannehill. And if that happens, then it is a success. And the best thing that can happen to this organization is they go 10-7, or I would even see 9-8 look good, and even those 8 losses.
Yeah, 9-8 would be good.
Hold on. And he's the quarterback in all of them. And that's the best case. As a Seahawks fan, the best case scenario for me as a Seahawks fan is Drew Locke being the guy and winning the job and looking good. Because then you've answered the quarterback question. You've got to go into the next offseason. Do we get a quarterback? Is there a veteran out there? Do we have to draft one? Because I don't know all the quarterbacks that are in next year's class. It's highlighted by two primary guys, C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. Now, the drop-off, I don't know how far the drop-off is, to the Florida kid, the Kentucky kid. There's another
WSU kid.
Cam Ward. Cam Ward's going to be transferring to, like, USC or Texas or something. So after his 1 year, after we, you know, to open it up, you know, you can transfer everywhere now. But that would be the best-case scenario. I don't know. I just think that I know it's early. It's just that everything.
Wait a minute. You as a Seahawks fan, then basically, with this bet that you have with me, you're rooting against the best case scenario, what you're saying.
Yeah, because I think I'm smart.
That's my
heart.
Okay, you know, this is
my head.
You know what? This is lame that we're at 400. Let's go to 500.
Oh my God!
Let's go to 500. You know what? Because I'm tired of people thinking I have a stupid bet, and you know I'm at least gonna just, you know, raise it up there a little bit more, and then let's stop at 500 because 350 was stupid.
Okay.
We went to 400.
Sure.
Okay, 500.
$500.
Okay. All right, I feel good about that now. Thank you. It's gonna be awesome.
Now, what I'm really not gonna like.
It's gonna be awesome.
What I'm really not gonna like is the one
Ben Franklin, two Ben Franklin, three Ben Franklin.
We better get this court thing situated after the season starts. I don't need.
Well,
any
that's
suspension.
What we heard today. Did you hear that from
what? Who?
See, Dakota? That's where I do my reporting. Is I just listen in to other reporters and what they're saying. They're holding off. It's taken 10 months to get this blood test from Geno.
Hold off longer, Gino.
Why would it take 10 months to get the blood test from when he was driving, allegedly drunk?
He's trying to win a quarterback job.
Jeez.
Leave him alone. Okay, leave him alone.
I mean, 10 months. Come on.
So I'll ask this to Seahawks fans. You can respond on the text line, on the Tullamore Dew text line. You know, when it's game time,
it's Tully time.
God, I could. Would you drink some Tully right now?
Yeah. Do you think if we went out, got where'd Jen go? You see Jen Mueller out there? Yeah.
Yeah.
You think she's if we went out there and got an interview with her, somebody would dump Gatorade on us or something? Yeah.
You think she likes when Gatorade gets dumped on her? If it's hot, right?
Probably depends on the night.
Yeah.
Like a night like tonight, she wouldn't mind, but in April?
You think when she was interviewing Mr. Personality Cal Raleigh the other night, she was hoping somebody would just dump Gatorade on them so the interview would end?
Probably. Were you thinking that during the Freddie Swain interview at all?
Freddie Swain was good. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's nothing against Freddie Swain. I don't think we were on top of our game.
I don't think the text line disagrees. They enjoyed it.
Okay. All right.
Stop selling yourself short.
No, yeah, that one guy gave me a hard time, didn't he? Who was that? Mike? Well, no, that's okay.
Mike.
No, that's okay. What the hell?
What does Mike know?
Oh, Mike's like, yeah, my career sucks. The interview sucks.
Mike's a ditch digger.
I got weeds in my truck. I'm proud of
this
damn weeds.
Did you drive the Ridgeline today?
No, I did not. I don't have the Ridgeline today.
So in our show, normally at 11:30, we do voicemails. So we're going to do voicemails coming up next. So you can leave us a voicemail. Tell us how good this show is. And that you want this duo to replace the duo that's usually here. All you got to do is go to the iHeartRadio app. There's a little mic icon there. Hit it and record a 30-second message and tell us how great we are. Because we, like other hosts in town, we like to pander to the audience and tell us how good we are. So voicemail's coming up next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hear us anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Puck and Jim.
Ben, it's an 80 snowback Thursday. It's Puck and the go-to guy with you live here at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. Filling in for Softy and Fane. Boys will be back tomorrow, I believe. Well, actually, I think Fane's back tomorrow. He's got a storm game tonight, which is underway right now. And then I think Softy's back. Coming up next week, breaking news. We are the breaking news show of record. If you're just joining us, you're wondering, who the hell are these guys? We're on 10-1. My name is Jason Puckett. Call me Puck. This is Jim Moore. It's the go-to guy. It's actually James Moore. We call him Jim. Go-to guy at Cougs Go on Twitter at Jason Puckett 20. Ladies and gentlemen, let's also introduce you in the Beacon Plumbing, or excuse me, in the, what are we calling the studio back there? Christopher Anthony Kidd, C-Kid 206. What do we call it?
What we don't studio have a name yet, I don't think.
Huh? No, your studio that you're in.
Red Box Producer Booth.
Red Box Booth. So we're with you. We're normally on 10-1. But we gave way. They said, why don't you come out to the VMAC where all the action is. And here we are. And we're watching them water the lawn and watching Aaron Levy do a stand-up. I don't like doesn't get any better than this. I'm going to tell you right now. When they say, how does it end for you? This is how it ends.
What? Seriously, though, look at this.
That's beautiful.
Look at this. Okay, and you haven't even told the listeners something that I found the most interesting thing about you today.
What, that our baseball game got canceled tonight because it's, quote, too hot?
No, you took your boat to work.
Oh, yeah, boated in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
How have you not mentioned that in the first hour and a half? I mean, that's unusual. People don't just take a boat unless you're like, what, Jimmy Lake did that, right?
Yeah.
New Heisel, I mean, all those Husky
coaches.
I got
a crappy little 20-foot ski boat.
Norm, that's not crappy.
Well, it's 20 years old.
Well, so what? You own a boat.
Surprised that it can make it
You
over
own
here.
A boat, and it was seaworthy enough
it was
to
seaworthy
go from
enough.
Ballard. It's all the way through the locks? Wait, did you go through the locks?
No.
Oh, okay.
That to the same.
Well, you went through the cut.
Fremont cut, Montlake cut.
Yeah. So you went through the cut, and you came out.
It takes 45 minutes from Ballard to get past Webster Point. You know where Webster Point is, right?
So you didn't have to deal with all the
traffic
getting here?
And I got and I got full beer in there, too.
Full beer. On ice.
Yeah. You want, if you want a beer right after the show. Or I can walk down there and go get it.
Well, okay. How about both? Dose.
I almost thought about bringing the, because I had the kids on the inner tube last night, thought about just keeping the inner tube on and taking some of the scribes out. Hey, Condota, get Condota on the back of the inner tube.
Hey, Bob, get your sweatshirt around. Off so you can go on the inner tube here.
Whipping the media row around. Yeah, so it's
no,
nice.
And you know what?
Kind of a fun way to come into
you
work.
You know, we give Dave Pearson a hard time, or at least I do.
He was super nice.
Okay, you know, he's the anything else guy.
Yes.
And he and I have had our, you know. Conflicts in the past, but he allowed you to do that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I begged Dave back at the draft. I just said, hey, if we ever get a chance to come out there, can one time I just pull up my crappy little ski boat up there? And so I texted him last night when we found out we were filling in. I said, hey,
and he said yes.
He said, yeah, why not? I'm like, God, you're the best.
So is your boat the only one that's like tied up down there?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
The best part is I thought he was putting me on the whole time. He's like, oh, we'll have some interns wait. We'll have an intern waiting down there for you. And I thought it was going to be a big ruse or something that he was going to, like, there could be, like, police down there.
Was there an intern waiting for you?
Not quite waiting, but.
Well, so, like, how'd you get your credential?
Then they came down. I just texted them and said,
okay.
Hey, I'm here, and they came down and got me.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. We got a VIP.
Yeah.
Well, Wacky, we'll go out and spin it right after we're done.
All right.
Well, if you want, go jump in the water. You bring your trunks.
Yeah, the kids are playing. I could get in with shorts here. Yeah, the kids are playing at 7:30 at BCC tonight. So
I'd invite Chris, but he's afraid of the water.
Chris is, isn't he?
Yeah. He doesn't like the water.
That's right.
Maybe Dugar. Does Dugar like the water, kid?
Yeah, he'll go on a boat.
Yeah. We'll get Dugar on there.
Those guys, though, they're busy in there.
Oh, they got Metcalf.
Well, I just went in there to get water. Oh, yeah, they got to write the Metcalf story. Get that breaking
Jamal
news
Adams.
Out about his contract: 3 years, $72 million, $58.2 guaranteed. And yeah, the Jamal Adams story too. So
yeah,
I tried messing around with Brady Henderson.
You don't.
He wasn't in the mood for that.
You know, Brady lives on a boat.
He does. Yeah, Lake Union.
I go by him all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, newsy day over here. DK Metcalf, 3 years, $72 million deal with the Seahawks, $58.2 guaranteed. $30 million signing bonus, largest in wide receiver history, highest for a wide receiver. And then the news on Jamal Adams, missed the second day of practice. Remember the offseason surgery he had on his hand and the fingers? Apparently that it's still an issue, and now he's going to go see another hand specialist.
And Pete said there was no timetable on the return.
Yeah, no timetable. Okay.
Yeah, that...
It's getting off to a
great
start.
Don't know all the details, you sit there and you go, why didn't they get this resolved in, like, maybe May,
okay.
April, June, sometime. And then we didn't really hear anything about this, did we? Like, hey, there might be a problem with Jamal's hand. You figured that all of that was taken care of in the 6 months since they played.
I don't know. These things are head-scratchers to me. All right. So normally at 11:30 on our show, normally from 10 to 1, we do voicemails. There's the little mic icon on the iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the iHeartRadio app, please download it today. You can listen to us on the move, on the go. All of our shows are podcast there, so in case you miss any scintillating sports talk, boy, it's the one-stop shop. It's a gift that keeps on giving, that iHeartRadio app, boy. And so you can leave us a voicemail, 30-second voicemail. We generally like you all to make fun of us and make fun of everyone, because that's what really makes life special, is making fun of each other. We're not getting sensitive about it. All right? So Chris goes through them all. He picks the best one. So Chris, take us away.
Nah. Marco's on the bump now. Watch the baseball jump now. Now let's talk to Puckett. He says good prospects. Cougar Jim loves the Palooza, but he's missing Sousa Jr. Come on, guys. These guys are great. Sort of mojo. KJR.
There we go. That's what we're talking about. Do you remember when you had your love affair with Steven Sousa Jr., the old ball kid?
It was short, but it was torrid. Well, he was a local kid. Everybody was reminding
he was
me, he's 32.
33.
When you're 65, 32-year-olds are kids. Okay?
We have gone, you know what, I'm so mad at myself.
We haven't
right
talked
now.
About the Mariners.
Unbelievable.
Well, we're not supposed to because they're playing right now, right?
At 5:10, but I'm going to watch the game on my phone, and what I'm going to do right now, what we got? We got Logan Gilbert on the mound. There's a 2-2 pitch from Gilbert. That's going to be a little bit outside. He's going to walk another one. So the Mariners finally failed, only down by a run right now here in Houston. New York Vinny here on 950 KJR.
Isn't that weird?
What?
That Oakland? That Oakland swept Houston.
It's just crazy. Sports is so wild.
How is
isn't
that
it?
Possible?
I don't
know. I heard Dick talking about it today. Like who in their right mind would have bet on Oakland doing that?
Who knows? Hey, maybe. Hey, so you know what? AL West is back in play.
10 games now.
Only 10.
It was 13.
What if
dropped down to 10 in 3 days?
What if they win 3 out of 4? I'm mad that we haven't talked about Julio yet. Because, we got to spend a segment. 5 o'clock. Can we just spend maybe a segment on Julio?
Sure.
Please.
The whole rest of the show, if you want.
There's so much I want to talk about him. He's just, God, he's everything. He's all of it.
Yeah.
He's a megastar who plays like a 9-year-old little leaguer. It's just so damn refreshing.
Yeah.
God, it's great.
That's the best part of him.
Yeah.
It's just the joy and the happiness.
All right, kid, what else we got?
What's up, Jim and Puck? All right, here's my question for you guys. Is there a better chance that the Mariners get Soto or a chance that the Seahawks go to the playoffs?
Let me know
what you guys think.
Jesus Christ, kid. You and Anders talk before the show? What are you guys doing?
This was from today.
Played it yesterday.
Did you play Geno Smith yesterday, too?
Yes.
Did you play we had Geno yesterday.
So you're just recycling all the ones. Yeah, we played Geno yesterday. We played that one yesterday.
Did you play Stanton?
Oh, we haven't heard John Stanton.
I'm confused.
Have we?
This is all from today.
No, that one we just played was from yesterday. Guaranteed. Right, Jen?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. All right.
And we answered that question yesterday. Yeah, the Seahawks making the playoffs.
And I'm not going to answer it again. I don't have to.
Seahawks making the playoffs.
You guys want Stanton, though?
The other one.
You think Soto coming here?
Soto, more likely.
Is a better chance of Soto coming here than the Seahawks making the playoffs?
100%. All right, let's hear from John Stanton.
Hey, guys. John Stanton here. Calling about the Juan Soto trade. Not going to happen. There's no way I'm going to pay anyone that kind of money. You know, I'm not here to lose money. I'm here to make money. Remember, I got villas to buy, diamonds to buy for all my women. So, yeah, no, there's no way I'd ever pay anyone that kind of money. Just wait till Rodriguez asks for an extension. I'll let his ass go, too.
Diamonds to buy for all my women.
Oh, man. I was a little disheartened to hear Mike Rizzo say shoot down a report, speculation, that they want teams to take on money. He said that's not true. He says he says it's flat out lie that teams would have to take on the contract of Corbin or Strasburg, which sucks.
They don't care about that?
They don't care. They do want prospects. That's what he said. To the sports junkies.
They'd rather
have the prospects. They don't care about anything else. They want the prospects, which sucks. Because I would have rather have them write a check for Strasburg and Corbin and give up
less.
And they can afford it. They're worth $2 billion. Forbes just said, whether it's gross or net, they made $313 million. Forbes also has another report of how much money they get on their TV deal. Maury Brown just wrote it. They are a top five wealthiest city in America. They have average incomes that rival only San Francisco, Amazon, Microsoft, Boeing, Google, on and on and on. It's Media Market 12, but people get hung up on Media Market 12 so much. For some reason, I don't get it. This is a top five wealthiest city in America. In fact, probably top three. There's so much money in this city, it's stupid. They can afford it. If the Padres can have a payroll that exceeds $200 million, the Padres. You're telling me the Mariners can't have something like that? So they could have afforded. They could afford to eat those contracts. They could afford Soto. They can afford to pay Julio or whatever he wants, and they'll be fine.
Yeah,
because it sucks. The Padres are rumored to be the top team.
The Padres are?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to go right down to the wire, though.
Chris, do we have any more?
That was it.
All right. I don't. That was it. I'll be honest with you. That was terrible. All of them. Because, they were a train wreck.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I thought we were getting a better turnout from this.
Well, maybe it's because people are thrown off because we're doing this afternoon show.
Well, they got to be thrilled. I guarantee you right now this is the best 3.5 hours they're ever going to get in their lifetime. Have you heard what usually is on this radio station? Come on. Look at this thing. No one's going to bring you coverage better than we are. All right, we got Tweet of the Day. We scoured Twitter for top stories, funny stories to react to. So Tweet of the Day coming up next here on 93.3 KJRF.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Strike and 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 strike
and strike and strike and strike and strike until you have victory. For every innovation. All right, it's Puck of the Go-To Guys. The show about nothing. We've taken our talents from 10 to 1 here now to 3 to 7. Fill in for Softy and Fame. This is Tweet of the Day, where we scour Twitter for things that make us laugh, entertain us, or sports-related we talk about. You can always send us a tweet in case we miss something. JasonPuckett20, at Cougs Go!
CKid206.
And welcome back to Christopher Anthony Kidd, battling a little bit of a sickness. But he's
the
all,
COVID!
He's back. Is the taste back? Is the smell?
Okay, it's really weird. I lost taste for like 18 hours. It was so strange. It was weird. I might have gotten the newest... Yeah. Strain of the COVID where
was
you
that
lose
before
taste.
Before or after your TV appearance?
Actually, I had COVID during my TV appearance, and I had to tell Francis, my bad, bro. I thought I had a cold, you know. And he was just like, you know, it's all good, man.
Yeah, let's just go fill some time.
Exactly.
Well, we're glad that you're back, and we're full strength. Softy and Fane, well, at least Fane, I think we'll be back tomorrow. So. I found this tweet. We'll get more into baseball. We're going to get into the Mariners at the top of the hour. I just want to talk about Julio from last night and just Julio in general. And it's just, God, it's just so much fun to watch him play, just how he plays the game with the enthusiasm. But this one comes out of this tweet from the New York Post. And it's written that here are four teams ahead of the Juan Soto trade sweepstakes with a deadline looming. Now, again, everyone's got their reports. And this one from the New York Post, John Heyman, who's, you know, people like, you know, everyone hates somebody, right? So some people hate John Heyman.
Yeah.
Some people like John Heyman, whatever. And he cites that it's the Cardinals, Padres, Dodgers, and Rangers. That those are the four teams right now. And that he lists the Padres right now as the number one team. And a lot of other people have listed the Padres as the number one team. They've got the app. They've got the financial backing to pull it off if they wanted to sign him. They also have the prospects. Now, some of that is taking a hit if you follow the news here in the last 24, 48 hours. They have its top pitching prospect. It's Mackenzie Gore, who's got an elbow concern. But they've got other prospects that they have stockpiled for years that are ready to go. Great farm system, the Padres. And then the Cardinals, and the Cardinals have kind of the same thing. Great farm system, and they have players that are at the big league level right now that they would also like. There's this kid named, he's second baseman, Nolan Gorman. If you're familiar with him, 22 years of age. He's up this year, hitting .229, 10 home runs, 23 ribbies. If he were to be down in the minors still, he'd be their number one prospect in baseball, or their number one prospect in their system. So that's from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and also the Belleville News Democrat. They were talking about that. That a trade, if the Cardinals did it, would include maybe Gorman and also this kid named Jordan Walker, who's their number one prospect. Third baseman, he's at Double-A. He's ranked 7th overall by Baseball America. Or this other kid named Mason Wynn, who's a shortstop, who's 4th in their organization, and the 65th overall. And then Rizzo, I told you earlier, yesterday, he said, they are not asking teams to take on money. Those are the sports junkies. Maybe a podcast or maybe I think it's a radio show. We're not going to dilute a return for any player by adding a bad contract. That's not where we're at in our organization at this time. We want to get the most for each and every trade that we do. So they just want prospects. So he lists the Dodgers at number 3. The Dodgers, because of their deadline deals that they have made in the past, their president Stan Kasten is an ex-National. They made the big moves for Max Scherzer, Trey Turner. So there's a connection there with the Nationals. They, of course, have prospects and Major League-ready talent to move. And again, there are teams that will give you $550 million right now. That's one. And then the Rangers is an interesting one. Just because they're a willingness to spend money, which they did in the offseason, but apparently they have assets there as well that they could move on. He ranks the Mariners as number 5, and obviously would have to dangle Noel Marte, and they've got the capital to sign him as well. You know, so I mean, they've got money. I mean, of course, they would if they made a trade for Soto, and they clearly are going to lock up Julio Rodriguez. we would hope here soon. If they would get Soto, they would try and lock him up, would they not? Would they make every effort to try to give him a contract? They know what he just turned down.
Yeah, I would think so. And like what you're talking about, there's probably going to be a contract for Julio in the works at the end of the season.
Don't you think? Just makes kind of logical sense. They're going to try to do something with him. A Tatis deal, a Franco deal, something. Mm-hmm. So they have the resources to do both of them. They do. They can pull it off. But that's where we're at right now there with the trade rumors and scenarios. Your tweet of day there is where the Mariners are at right now. Are they still actively talking to the Nationals, or still one of the teams that are being listed by everyone? Yeah, but it appears that there's other teams that are starting now to creep up to be the true contenders. It feels like, maybe everyone's getting it wrong, that it's like the Padres like are the number one team.
There's also that chance that, nothing happens and they wait till the offseason. So,
yeah,
but I don't know. Isn't it kind of encouraging a little bit to at least see the Mariners mentioned as one of the teams in the Soto sweepstakes? Because typically in the past, that wouldn't happen. And now, everybody, it doesn't matter who the reporter is, there's a report with the Mariners listed as one of the teams that are, you know, that's involved in this thing.
I understand what you're saying, but I guess they should be, though. And God, is that kind of wrong? I'm not taking a shot at them. Maybe that feels like I am, but they should be. Like, every team, like, who's in playoff contention should be thinking, can they pull it off?
I know, but in the past, when somebody like this came available, you went, yeah, it'd be nice to have him, but there's no shot in hell. But this year, it seems like it's at least somewhat plausible that maybe they could pull this off.
Maybe the counter would just be, maybe in the past, they probably didn't have maybe the prospects to do it.
Right. You know. Yeah, and they certainly have them now.
Do they have a willingness? See,
the other part, like you've talked about, is that the Nationals have set what they want. And anything just short of that, we're going to hang up the phone.
That's what
we're not talking to.
That's
you.
What it appears that everyone's reporting kind of the same thing. They've said here, this is what we want. You can't meet this 4-5. You're
top don't waste
players.
Our time.
Don't waste it. But the one thing that we learned yesterday when Rizzo went on that interview with the Sports Junkies, he said you don't have to take on any of the money, which that sucks because I thought that could be a good way to.
You were ready to take on
both of them,
Corbin and.
Yeah.
And take on, yeah.
It's just
Strasburg
money.
And
they don't ever cry foul for them down there. They make a ton of money every single year. They ton of it.
Well, what? You got the TV numbers today, right?
Well, the TV numbers are through the roof. Their television, they own their own network. Whether Forbes got the gross or net wrong, they had $313 million last year. They are not poor. They're not a small market or a mid-market team.
And what are they worth? $1.7
billion? $1.7 billion.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge area. Lots of. The question is just, are they as willing? They can afford it. They would go down that road. The question would just be, does the ownership want to do it? Do they feel comfortable doing it? Their active payroll right now is $86 million. Now, if you factor in injuries and retained salary, it's $110 million, but. And the Padres are doubling.
Boy, that still seems paltry, doesn't it?
Of course it is. Come on.
110.
We'll roll into the 5 o'clock hour here on a 80s throwback Thursday. Julio Rodriguez, we got to talk about him. What an absolute just gem of a game yesterday. I'm just really reshaping, I think, how people view Seattle sports and really, I mean, view the Mariners, view the Seahawks. The landscape has shifted in this city. The landscape of who the most popular player is has shifted, and it's all him. So we'll discuss Julio Rodriguez coming up next.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.